The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
All of us here have had some form of anger. We have been angry for so many times, for so many reasons, against so many persons. Anger. And we get angry, little things seems to be big. And the reason why we get angry is because we have the English is, do you know who I am? When somebody asks that question, or at least have that attitude, it means what? You should be listening to me. No? Hey! No? So when you get angry at your wife, at your husband, at your children, what do you say deep inside? Do you know who I am? I'm your mother. I'm your wife. I'm your husband, or something like that. You know, in short, we call back, we use again the word false self, pride. Okay? And everybody here, including me, we have that. We have that pride thingy, you know? Because of this pride, we get angry when things don't go our way, when it's not as heavy as we want it to be, or nice as we want to be, for whatever reason. Like when you had your hair fixed and it's not as what you imagine it to be and you get angry. When somebody cuts you off, you get angry. I do. You know? The problem with pride is that you get angry. Anger is not a sin by itself. But if you prolong it, that's the problem. It's difficult enough to be humble, but if you hold on to this anger and justify it and make it last long, then it becomes a problem. Like when somebody cut me off, so I get angry.
And then what do? I follow the driver. And I realized the longer I follow the driver, the angrier I become. I had to take a deep breath and say, Lord, have mercy. I don't want to get angry. Because the more I get angry, the more I want to flicker my lights, honk my horn. Thank God I didn't go far as giving him the finger or something, you know. But I have to check myself. No? I have to check and say to myself, Lord, this is not good. No? How about you? When you get angry, what do you do? Do you let it go? Do you allow it to linger on or not? Or you try to justify by saying, hey, it's not my fault. See, that's the second word that when you get angry, it's not my fault. He made me angry. Oh my goodness. Every time I hear confession, people say that. It's not my fault. Father, forgive me for I have sinned. I got angry. Okay, all right. But it's not my fault. Shut up. Don't say that. Just say you got angry. That's it. Yeah, but it's, no. See, excuses. If she was a mother or a father, it's my children. If he was a husband or someone, my goodness. Don't blame. You are not repenting. Yes or no? You are not repenting if you blame. Huh? Okay, huh? Remember that. You chose to be angry. At the moment you got angry, that's okay. But after you got angry and then you say bad words, you insult them, you don't let go, you kept on being angry the whole day, the whole night, ay, ay, ay. It's your choice. It's not anybody's fault if you choose not to forgive. Remember in today's gospel what it said. How many times should I forgive? 7 times? 77 times, which means what? All the time. You cannot go to heaven. I'm telling you right now, you will not go to heaven if you have any grudges against a priest, against your wife, against your husband, against your children, against society, against the president, or whatever. Anybody, as long as you have these grudges, you will not go to heaven. Why? Do you think there is hatred in heaven? There is no anger in heaven. There is love and forgiveness and mercy and compassion. So if you think, hey, do whatever I want you to do. I said, no. And then you get angry at me, not my problem. You thought that I should do whatever you want me to do, and then you get angry at me for not doing what you want me to do, that's not my problem. When you suggest something to me, but it's a suggestion, yes? When it's a suggestion, it means what? It can be turned down. But if you tell me what to do and then insist on it, then you are no longer suggesting. What are you doing? Ordering. And when you're ordering, it means what? You would like to be in control. And isn't that pride? No? So my dear friends, all of us experience anger because of pride. The question is, when we get angry, are we holding on to anger or letting it go? Again, I'm telling you, I myself get angry. Oh my goodness, maybe. I try not to. Because before, when I get angry, I blow my top and really say all the 4-letter words in different languages. Very bad. But now that I've been in America, I realize, cool, you know? Why do I get angry? For what reason? I don't need to prove to anybody who I am anyway. I am who I am. You know, if somebody tells me something, okay, whatever. And I do nothing. You know? If somebody tells me, Father, you should do this, okay. And I do nothing. Who cares what you say? I don't want to. It doesn't need to be happen. See, the thing is, I don't get angry because it's useless to be angry. What happens when you're angry? Your blood pressure goes up. And when you hold on to grudges, what happens? It turns to hatred. It eats you up. Anger eats you up. It That's no good. No? I was a very angry priest at that time because I was fighting everybody. I fought against the government, I fought against the communists. I even called it righteous anger. Now it was just simply angry, you know? For whatever reason, I was always angry because I had to show I was tough and everything. Useless. So how about you? That is why before we receive communion, what do? Make what? Sign of peace. Meaning what? There is peace in your heart. But is there peace in your heart if you hold grudges? No. So ask yourself, am I totally at peace with everybody? Or do I still hold on to grudges because of the past? Oh, some of you have problems with that. You don't want to let go of the past. You use the past events, the past sins of your wife, of your husband, of your children against them and justify it. No good. Let go of the past. I already told you many times. Anybody, it's in the first reading, no? Those who hold on to anger, those are hateful things. And you cannot be at peace and expect healing from the Lord if you decide to hold on to anger. And I already told you many times, anger is like what? It's like gas. Is it useful or useless to hang on to it? Huh? What? Yes or no? It's utterly stupid and unnatural. I won't let go. Yes or no? So if you're always angry and you are unforgiving and you don't want to let go of the past, then you are as stupid as the person who holds on to gas. So again, what should be your song for those who are able to let go? Please release me, let me go. All right, that's it.